Hello, I am Dr. Rhonda Gunn from the Pediatric Infectious Disease Unit at the Soroka University Medical Center in Be'er Sheva, Israel. I am here at the meeting of the European Society of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, or ESPID, in Milan, Italy. I'm going to answer some often asked questions about the latest thinking on treating recurrent otitis media in children. However, I'm not sure I'm going to really give you any specific answer that can be translated into how am I going to treat the children. I was asked to give an overview talk at ESPID on recurrent otitis media and treatment, and as you are going to see, I'm not sure that we know exactly how to treat recurrent otitis media. As you know, recurrent otitis media is defined by otitis media that has occurred at least 3 times in the last 6 months, or at least 4 times in the last year, as long as at least one of those episodes was in the last 6 months. And this means that the child starts to have a problem that is recurrent with the whole issue of how much the family is suffering. However, we understand now that recurrent otitis media is not just an accumulation of acute otitis media. It's actually a continuum of disease where you start with some damage to the ears, and that damage continues and becomes more and more problematic with more bacteria together as a biofilm, with more collaboration between bacteria, and eventually, when you get the whole full biofilm disease there, you have fluid that is very difficult to be treated. So one of the problems that we have is that recurrent otitis media has issues with responding to any treatment that we give. Traditionally, people try to give antibiotics, either as acute antibiotics or as prophylactic antibiotics. They like to try steroids. They like to try antihistamines. Now it's more modern to try to give probiotics and prebiotics. And all those have not proven really to reduce otitis media in the long run when you go for a little bit longer than just a few days after treatment. We understand now that for the biofilm, we have some antibiotics that may be treating it appropriately or even preventing it, such as the long-acting macrolides. And this has been part of what we understand from respiratory diseases in general, including the effect of macrolides on lower respiratory tracts. So we have some fragments of information now from experimental otitis and from treating children that maybe the macrolides can treat or even prevent some of the recurrent cases. But this is very fragmented at the moment. We really do not know too much yet. This has to be studied. Introduction of tympanostomy tubes and others help some children and do not help others. Prophylactic may help some children, but then prophylactic antibiotics, of course, bring resistance. So altogether, we are quite frustrated with the treatment at the moment, and we don't have too much news to give to you about that. However, what we learned also that pneumococcal conjugate vaccines, if given early in life or when you have a widespread vaccination program that prevents you to see the conjugate vaccine serotypes from the time you are born, you may actually benefit by preventing the first cases that eventually become recurrent cases. And we understand now that this vicious cycle can be stopped in many cases at the beginning with some sustained success, with a reduction of potentially anything between 20 to 40% of the recurrent otitis and the more stubborn non-responsive otitis. So my point is that vaccination may be the first step, and then all the other treatments at the moment are just supporting. And here comes the questions, do we then need to give treatment or can we just wait a little bit? And I think it's becoming much more popular now that beyond the issue of vaccination, people try not to treat, not to give antibiotics, not to promote again more antibiotic resistance, but try to give some symptomatic treatment to children so that they actually can overcome the acute phase of the few days where they're sick and maybe eventually to recover. the question of how complicated you can get if you don't treat, probably not much, and probably the long, the short term may be prolonged by 1 day or two without treatment, but the long term effect of antibiotics has never been established. So my summary is vaccinate, 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 and then try not to get to this point. When we see this point of recurrent otitis, we are still in trouble. So I would like to thank you for listening to this, and I hope this is not discouraging too much. And we hope all together that we'll find a solution in the future, or otherwise being able to prevent recurrent otitis medium.